Few countries know more about religious strife than India. From independence onward, its history has been punctuated by sporadic bloodletting, most recently in Gujarat in 2002. Now, sectarian politics are simmering anew, fanned by a debate over statistics. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
4 months have elapsed since Sonia Gandhi's Congress Party and its allies unexpectedly won the Indian general election. They defeated a coalition led by the Bharatiya Janata Party, a party which, though headed by a moderate, has links to hardline Hindu nationalist organizations. Many Indians welcomed the BJP's defeat, hoping this would ease tensions between Hindus and Muslims. But the issues again risen to the fore. Siddharth Vadarajan is deputy editor of the Hindu newspaper.
Well, see, the BJP has always made it a point of propaganda to sort of generate a fear psychosis among Hindus that Hindus are being overtaken and that Muslims are going to swamp them, which is a kind of demographic fantasy or nightmare that they keep projecting.
This is an argument over numbers. This month, for the first time, India's Census Commission released population data for the country's religious communities. This showed the minority Muslim communities growing at 29%, a faster rate than the Hindu majority. Official figures state 8 of every 10 Indians are Hindu, compared with just over 1 in 10 who are Muslims. Yet some Hindu activists predict that one day India may become a predominantly Muslim country. John Dayal, a spokesman for India's Christian minority, describes this as paranoia.
It is founded on the fear that at some stage in history, Muslims will outnumber Hindus and Hindus will become a religious minority in their own homeland.
Politics are playing a large part in this. The BJP suffered a big election defeat, and some of its critics say party hardliners are now exploiting the demographic debate to appeal to popular xenophobia. Dr. Mansoor Alam, General Secretary of the All India Muslim Council.
This is a purely political motivated part of their game. They are raking up for their very small gain at the cost of the national interest.
But the BJP spokesperson, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi, denies his party's making any political mileage out of the demography issue.
No, it's wrong. Our concern is socio-economic development of the overall country and as well as the Muslims also. Unfortunately, there is a fashion in our country. If you wanted to show yourself you are secular, then you criticize BJP.
India's sectarian divide is an explosive issue. Wounds have yet to heal in Gujarat, where an estimated 2,000 people, mostly Muslims, were killed during sectarian bloodletting in 2002. Human rights activists say almost no one has been brought to justice. The journalist Siddharth Vadarajan is also editor of a book on the Gujarat tragedy. He says the census argument is having an impact.
So in Gujarat, this has a resonance. And I think that's why I think it is alarming that this kind of debate has come now at a time when wounds are yet to heal. But and of course, we have no shortage of politicians who are going to try to play it up.
These concerns are shared by John Dayal. He says the reason India's Muslim population is growing at a faster rate is because it's predominantly uneducated and poor. The debate, he says, should really be about development, not sectarianism.
The correlation between poverty and large family size has been proven beyond doubt by demographers over the last 60 years. And that's why the phrase that development is the best prophylactic, it is the best way to control populations.
Dayal and others point out that with education and development, fertility rates come down for Hindus and Muslims at about the same rate. But some elements are hardening their positions. Feeling under fire from the Hindu right, several Islamic organizations have responded defiantly. One issued an edict rejecting birth control. And this, say analysts, is not exactly what India, with 1.2 billion people and growing, needs right now. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.